It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is Pastor Chigwe, who's going to be helping us understand what regeneration is and how it fits into our theology and understanding of the scriptures. Pastor Chigwe, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so very much for having me. Good afternoon, listeners.
What is regeneration, Pastor Chigwe?
Thank you. Regeneration is the action or process of regenerating or being regenerated. The formation of a new animal plant tissue, as well as the creating again. When I'm saying creating again, I'm also picking from a Latin word, regenerare, which is to create again, to renew or to revive.
Okay. So how does it differ from the concept of rebirth or being born again?
Okay, when we look at the concept of rebirth, we are looking at a situation where possibly I can give an example of God in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 onwards. It says, "And God said, let us create man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything. And God created man in his image." And when man was created, Genesis chapter 1, verse 23 says, "And God saw that it was very good." Then we go to Genesis chapter 3. And as we get to Genesis chapter 3, we see the introduction of sin. Adam and Eve gets deceived by the devil. And when they ate from the tree which God said you should not eat, the whole creation was ruined. The heart of man became wicked. And everything that a human being would do in the eyes of God was bad. Then God, in his love, he says, the person I created who was very good has been marred by sin, but I will recreate in him a new heart. So when we are looking at regeneration, we are simply looking into a situation where when we accept Jesus as our personal savior, we are baptized, and the moment we are baptized, then God begins to work in us to make us a new creation.
So is regeneration and rebirth the same thing?
Regeneration and rebirth, they go hand in hand. Rebirth is now where I am being baptized, I'm being born again to become a child of God. And regeneration, yes, in the same process, it's now God again working in me to live a righteous life by faith. It is God helping me now to grow from strength to strength.
How? How does the Bible describe the process of regeneration, please?
Well, the Bible, when we look at the Bible and the process of regeneration, we are basically looking at, if I were going to use an example of the book of John, chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that is attached to me will bring or bear more fruit. But any branch that is detached from me cannot bear fruit." So we are basically looking at a regeneration in the manner of us being attached to Christ, so that there is a continual growth in the life of a Christian.
So what's the role of the Holy Spirit in it, in regeneration?
Well, the Holy Spirit, let me also be quick to say, the Holy Spirit is also part of the Godhead. Remember, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, God in His love, He has created us in the Godhead. Jesus now comes as our Redeemer and Savior. As we accept Him, we get baptized. And the Holy Spirit will now come in to give us the power. Remember, when we are talking of the issue of baptism, we can also come to the story of Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 3, all the way to chapter 4. We come across Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist. Not because Jesus was sinful, but he was demonstrating the life of a Christian if he is to come back to God. So when he was baptized, the Bible says, and heaven was opened. Then the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came on him. And immediately when the Holy Spirit was on him, he was able to stand the temptations of the devil for those 40 days in the wilderness. So the role of the Holy Spirit is now to give us the power to stand and the power to resist sin. Thank you.
Then we should assume then perhaps that there is no regeneration without the Holy Spirit. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. You know, of our own, we can do nothing. We may try everything. That's where, my dear elder, you see that one may take a paper and a ballpoint pen and list all the things that I can say. Today, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to steal and the like. And we can put a whole list of things. Then I will sit down, start marking, okay, for the last hour I didn't do that, for the last hour. But suddenly I find myself, I will have failed. Which means regeneration, growing up in Christ, cannot happen of our own making.
Yeah.
It is through the Holy Spirit guiding us through.
So what biblical passages support the idea that regeneration is necessary for living a righteous and obedient life?
Okay, maybe like I mentioned before, let's just work again with the book of John, chapter 15. Yes, the same chapter, the chapter 15 of John. We see that Christ is continually saying, for you to be able to live and be a fruit, you have to remain attached to me. So a biblical thought will be John chapter 3. chapter 15, where we have to abide in Jesus and Him in us. And by the end, we will be a fruit.
Okay, so how does the concept of regeneration align with the broader theme of salvation in Christian theology?
Okay. Now, we can as well look at the Bible, the relationship, the alignment that can exist in our walk with Christ. He's nothing much for us to do, but to surrender ourselves to God, to be born again. Then Ezekiel 36 verse 26 will now show us that God will create in us a new heart, and put a new spirit in us and cause us to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments.
Okay, so final question for Nisa. Can regeneration occur without the individual's awareness or cooperation?
We may try. You know, when Adam and Eve, in the book of Genesis, maybe I'll try to go to chapter 3, verse 7. Adam and Eve, who have been created by God, perfect and beautiful, when they sinned, the Bible says they discovered that they were naked. And because of being shameful of nakedness, they started putting together some leaves and sewing them up to make some nice dresses. But each time they would try, before they even try to see if this dress is fitting, the leaves would get dry. So they were trying of their own. Until God in his love came and took an animal, killed the animal, he took the skin and gave the skin to Adam and Eve so that they can have something to put on. So truly speaking, regeneration cannot take place when we are doing it on our own. It needs the Lord to see us through.
Oh, I hear you, Mvunis. Thank you very much. Scary thought, but helpful thought nonetheless. Appreciate you, Mvunis Chigwe. Looking forward to you expounding on these points tomorrow again, same time, same place. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so very much. May the Lord bless us. By the way, just before we close.
Right.
Let's quickly look at the book of Mark.
Okay.
Mark chapter 10. Starting from verse 17, there is the story of the rich young ruler. When he came to Jesus, says, "Good master, what is it that I can do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus says, "Keep the law." And he says, "If it is a matter of the law, that one is a walkover. I started when I was a child." Then Jesus says, "Okay, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me." The Bible says he went sorrowful and angry. What do we pick from that? It again signifies that as human beings, it is not of what we can do in keeping the law, but it is in what Jesus can say we can do. Then that will show a continual growth. Thank you so very much. God bless and be with us all.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. I appreciate your time and your insights. See you tomorrow, Mfunis.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, listeners. We meet tomorrow on the discussion as we continue.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Indeed. That's how we end our conversation with the good pastor. Now I'm giving you Kirk Franklin. By the way, it was Pastor Chigwe. He's coming back tomorrow for tomorrow's Daily Focus. Still, the whole week, we're talking about the contrasts and collaborations between rebirth and all the other theological understandings we have.